的神是何等伟大的神。
What a great God we have.
他容许我们来述说他。
He allows us to describe how he is.
我们常常觉得我们何等的不够来述说他。
And many times we feel we're just not adequate to describe him fully.
因为神的爱何等伟大。
For his love is just too great.
神让我们来相信他。
And he let us come to believe in him.
相信他不是需要我们来付什么代价。
Believing him doesn't take any cost on our side.
因为只要我们能相信他，他才能带我们走人生的道路。
Because we must first believe in him, then we can experience that he's leading us every day of our life.
如果我们不愿意相信他，
But if we do not want to believe in him,
神也没办法。
There's nothing God can do about it.
所以我们知道伟大的神他有极大的爱。
So we all know this great God who has this great love.
但是他仍然要呼召我们来相信他。
But he's still calling us, come and believe in him.
在人生的道路上要经过一切的考验。
We shall go through all kinds of tests in the days of our life.
证明我们到底是信他。
And this test will prove that whether we truly believe in him,
还是我们还有其他的依靠。
Or there's other things that we believe in him.
早上我记得一点家里的事。
This morning I remember something happened in my household.
因为现在是过年的时候。
But right now it's the time of Chinese New Year.
那我就记得我小的时候，我妈妈忽然间有一天就找我来说。
I remember when I was a child, one day my mom called me over.
她说我们要过年了。
She said, you know, it's about to be the Chinese New Year.
她说你还记不记得那位叔叔？
Do you remember that uncle you have?
他是一个人在香港。
He lives alone in Hong Kong.
她说他最讨厌就是新年。
And the time he hated the most is New Year.
因为他说每一次过新年他都要破财。
Because every time at this time of the year he will lose money.
他的家人都在国内。
All his family members are in China.
一个人逃难来香港。
He came to Hong Kong like a refugee.
本来准备创一番事业可以把家人接到香港。
Initially he hoped he would do well in his business so that he can get his family members out.
结果后来大陆的门关了。
But then later on, the door at the mainland China was closed.
出来的人不能进去。
Once you came out of China, you can no longer go back in.
没出来的人不能出来。
And those who did not make it out yet cannot come out either.
所以好好的一家人就住在两个地方。
Therefore, this one family has to reside in two places.
他最讨厌新年。
That's why he hated Chinese New Year.
因为他要给红包。
One thing because he had given out a Chinese red envelope.
他收不到红包。
Yeah, he get no envelope back.
他有好多的儿女。
He has a lot of children.
但是没有人给他儿女红包。
But no one will give his children red envelopes.
因为看不见就没有了。
Because they don't see children who are in China.
所以这位叔叔呢就很讨厌过新年。
So this uncle of yours really hates this time of year.
因为他讨厌呢，所以在言语里头呢，我的父母就听见这些话。
And then his dislike was manifested in his comments sometimes.
那我们中国人呢，不太喜欢讨人家便宜。
And for Chinese, a lot of us don't like to take advantage of others.
你给我一个红包，我给你一个红包。
You give me one envelope, I give you one in return.
我们家有一个，你们家有两个。
If I have one child, you have two children in your house.
那很多人就把同样的一份红包分作两份递给别人。
Therefore, I will give you back two envelopes, but with the same amount in total.
这个叫做意思意思。
That means we are equal.
但是呢，人就是这样子来计算他的情形。
And this is how we calculate how to give out red envelopes.
所以我们家也很体贴这位叔叔。
So my parents were very mindful of this uncle's feeling.
他说不能给他红包。
They said, well, since we can't give him red envelope.
但我们家里头就决定要好好的对待这位叔叔。
So we shall treat him very well when he comes.
就请他来我们家吃饭。
Let's invite him to come over for dinner.
每一天都来吃饭。
To come every day.
就跟我们玩在一起。
And have fun time with us.
我们有什么他就有什么。
And he will have whatever we have.
慢慢就成为习惯。
And after a few times, it become a custom of our house.
这位叔叔基本上就住在我们家。
So basically, when the Chinese New Year, he pretty much is living our house.
慢慢呢，我们就彼此认识。
And then we get to know each other more.
好像过去的事情就忘记了。
And then we sort of forgot the past things.
我们常常是彼此恭贺新年快乐。
We like to congratulate each other, Happy New Year.
我们说一些意头好的话。
And we say some good words to each other.
我们盼望彼此真的是取个好意头，今年。过得比往年好。
We want to say something nice during a new year so that we can have a good year.
人有人的爱。
There's love among men.
人的爱都是想大家都好。
And mainly love is want to please everybody.
大家的意思包括我在内。
And that includes myself.
没有什么人会想别人好，自己不要好。
You won't. No one will say, "Oh, I wish everything well for you, but nothing for me."
什么叫好意头呢？
What does it mean to have a good sign for the initial of the year?
大家都好。
Which means May everybody do well.
恭喜发财，大家发财。
May you prosper, and may I prosper.
啊，身体健康，大家健康。
May you be healthy, may I be healthy.
好像我们的生命生活就转在这一些的东西里。
That seems to be the center of our life.
我们有许许多多的理想。
We have so many ideas.
我们盼望都是最好。
And we all wish best for others.
我今天早上看了一份杂志。
This morning I read this article in the magazine.
那里头有有一个 National Geographic 就那个组织呢，他组织了一个叫 World Apart 的那个节目。
And they have made this program called World Apart by National Geography.
那这基本上呢，这个节目呢，就是说要把一些世界上各地的一些家庭。换到另外一个地方来住。
And one goal of this program is to switch two families.
那我
switch location of two families.
那我看见呢，就是说一个美国的黑人家庭，他换到蒙古的一个家庭，蒙古的家庭换到美国的家庭。
So what I saw on the program was this American black family was moved to China, Mongolia, and the Mongolian family was moved to America.
那长话短说呢，那个回来的这些家庭呢，他们就说啊，蒙古人活得真苦。
And make it short that after they return from this switch location back their own home, and the American family has said, you know, those Chinese, they live in such a poor condition.
但是他们发现呢，基本上呢，人是原来是一样的。
But however, they felt the essential condition of men were all the same.
他说每一个家原来都是做同样的事情。
Because in both households, they did pretty much the same thing every day.
他们说做三件事情。
Three things were in common.
一个是教育。
First is to educate their kids.
一个是为儿女的安全，为家人的安全。
Secondly is the safety of the household.
第三个就是为家里的人谋好机会。
And thirdly is to seek good opportunity for the members of the family.
所以说，他说美国人也是在做这个。
Same thing, Americans are doing that here.
我们一代一代的教育孩子。
We educate our children from generation to generation.
带儿子看医生，去做各样的那个检查，就是为了安全。
And for the benefit of children, we take them to doctors to prepare them for this and that, just for their safety.
然后呢，就是盼望我们的下一代比我们的这一代呢过得更好。
And we wholeheartedly wish our next generation will live in a better condition than we are.
世界上的人是这样。
And that's how the worldly people think.
很多时候我们信主的人也是这样。
And many times even Christians are like that.
很多时候我们发现我们常常的祷告就是为这个人的教育读书读得好一点。
A lot of time we pray for people to get better education.
然后为他的那个什么主保守他安全一点。
And ask Lord to give him peace and keep him safe.
然后呢又为了他能够有好的出路为他祷告祝福他。
And pray for them to have a good job, a good career.
然后我们发现世界上所有的人信主的不信主的其实基本上都有一份的爱。
So you sense this love among both believers and non-believers.
在我们所晓得的爱里头，我们运作一切的活动。
And we move around, do our things according to this love that we both share.
但是人的生命，人的爱有限。
However, there is limit to our love to our life.
我们常常发现人的爱，人的生命会经过一些挑战。
And many times our love will be challenged.
那这些挑战呢，通常都是我们不喜欢、不愿意有的。
And many times we don't like to face these kind of challenges.
当我们正在挣扎为儿女的教育、健康，然后美好的前途来谋算的时候
，And when we are striving hard to make a good future for our children,
很多事情我们发现会来打岔我们。
We find there are many distractions on the road.
甚至在这个打岔的过程里头，我们常常显出我们的失败。
And when we face these distractions, we fail.
到底我们失败在什么地方
？And where do we fail?
圣经里头给我们看见的
，Bible tells us，
也是我们今天要讲的主题。
Also, it's a topic I'd like to share with you today.
就是我们所有的人常常离开神，我们不知道。
That is when sometimes we depart from God without knowing it.
然后我们马上的失败就是我们生命里头最基本的失败。
Our immediate failure will be the failure in our life.
我们经过一切考验里头，我们发现我们的爱原来也失败了。
We'll go through many tests, and then we realize, you know, even my love will fail.
好几年前，在 Culver City 我服侍的地方有一 对从台湾来的夫妇。
Many years ago, there was this couple in the church of Culver City where I served.
啊，他们是很有成就的一对夫妇。
They have very high achievement.
丈夫是一个有名的牙医。
Their husband was a very famous dentist.
妻子呢也有一番他自己的作为。
And the wife had her own career as well.
两夫妻非常的幸福，带着三个儿子来移民到这边。
They seem to live very happily together. They brought three sons to America.
但是为了家里头能够过得好一点。
In order for the family to do better,
他们就为自己的将来谋算好一点。
They start planning for the future.
一方面为了教育的儿女。
On one hand to educate their kids.
另一方面顾到儿女们在这里生活的安全。
And to make sure they live here safe and sound.
然后总的来说是为了全家能够将来更好一点。
And overall for the benefit of the entire family.
所以他们就做出这样子的一个决定。
So they had made this particular decision.
爸爸还是回到台湾。
That is, Daddy, you return to Taiwan.
开他的很好的诊所，赚很大的钱。
To continue to make money through your dentist ministry.
妈妈呢，三年半年住在这里。
And mom, you stay in the United States for 3.5 years.
照顾三个儿子。
To take care of the three sons.
然后呢？可能也要照顾他的先生，所以呢 一年呢还是抽一两个礼拜回去看他的先生。
And also visit your husband about 2 weeks a year.
他们住了最好的地方。
And they have bought a house in the best area.
然后进最好的学校。
And kids went into the best school district.
但是三个儿子不是太领会父母的心情。
However, the three sons do not really understand what the parents were doing.
来了美国就学美国的样。
So they learn to be like Americans here.
而且比美国的样还更不像样。
They're worse than most Americans.
很快呢就跟妈妈顶撞起来。
Before you know it, they start learning to argue with their mom. Talk back to their mom.
因为他们有很大的文化跟语言的冲击。
Because they experience big cultural shock and conflict.
妈妈很爱她的三个儿子。
The mom loves her children very much.
有一点什么芝麻绿豆的事情，妈妈就睡不着觉，就瘦得很，那个人就搞得很瘦。
And she will worry for them even on the very trivial issues. So she lost weight and couldn't sleep.
所以有时候我们去看她的时候，怎么会这个人变得瘦得那么厉害？
So when we visit her once in a while, We were so surprised that how come she lost so much weight.
原来没什么，只是儿子有一点顶撞她。
And for no other reason but because her son talked back to her and she couldn't.
然后她又紧张，儿子将来要念什么大学。
And also she was so worried about where he will go to college.
现在的英文跟不跟得上。
Whether he can catch up in school.
所以本来是一个很生活很舒适的台湾的环境。
Therefore, they moved from a very comfortable environment in Taiwan.
一换到来美国之后呢，非常紧张。
Into a very nerve-wracking environment in the States.
真的很紧张吗？别人看来不像。
Well, we can tell why they were nervous.
因为他们本来都是很能干的人。
Because they were capable people.
但是他们是在爱之深。
But because they love their children so much.
所以他们关心的就很切。
And their concern was so deep.
妈妈搞得神经兮兮的。
So to the point she was almost having nervous breakdown.
就不能睡觉。
And she could not sleep at night.
就非常的瘦。
And she lost tremendous weight.
那后来又为儿女的打算呢，所以又搬家了。
And then in order for the benefit of her children, she moved again.
之后呢，我们就根本就没有联络了。
From then on, we lost contact.
也不晓得他们到底最后信了耶稣没有。
I didn't know if they actually had the chance of believing Jesus.
因为他们走之前，他们说信了。
Because before they left, they told us, yeah, we believe in Jesus.
我们跟他们全家一起祷告，每个人都说信了。
We pray with each member of the family. They all said, yes, I believe in Jesus.
但是信了主之后，好像还是没有什么安息。
However, you don't sense any peace in their heart.
他们信的耶稣不能带到他们的生活里头。
Their believing in Jesus was not carrying into the way they live.
所以我们继续要为他们祷告。
Therefore, we needed to continue to pray for that family.
但是上个礼拜听见一个消息。
And last week, I heard of this news.
听说妈妈生气了，回台湾了。
I heard that mom was really upset at the children, so she went back to Taiwan.
我问三个儿子怎么办。
Then I said, how about the three sons?
他说大儿子已经进大学了。
They said, oh, the older son is now in college.
而且大儿子现在后悔那个当初对妈妈不好，所以现在照顾他的小弟弟。
And he regretted that his poor attitude toward his mom, so now he's very nice and taking care of his younger brothers.
我说有人后悔了，感谢主有恩典。
I said, well, as long as there's regret, there's grace.
但是我说为什么事情后悔
I said why did he regret
什么事情妈妈要回台湾那
么严重 what was so serious that his mom had to go back to Taiwan
他说原来在当他念大学念那个高中的时候
It's because when this older son was in high school
有一天跟妈妈在车子上吵架
He had a quarrel in the car with his mom
那妈妈呢就有台湾的那个家长的风范
And the mom just like one of those Chinese parents
你回嘴一个巴掌就飞过去。
You talk back to me, I slam your face.
啊，小的，那个孩子小的时候呢，很显然这个动作是不晓得做了多少次的。
And I think it was something very smooth that she did.
但是孩子是高中的学生。
But the son has become a high schooler.
而且在美国的高中的学生。
An American high schooler.
你敢打我
？You beat me?
他说，你道歉，否则的话我告你。
He said, "You better apologize, otherwise I sue you."
这个妈妈气的话都没话讲。
So mom was really angry at his reaction.
又不敢打，又不会道歉。
And she would not continue to slap him, but neither would she apologize.
孩子说：“你一定要道歉，否则没完没了。
”But the son insists that you have to apologize.
那妈又怕又恨。
And the mom was afraid of what going to happen, and also was really upset at what happened.
现在的年轻人也真敢。
And I have to say, he was very daring.
下车第一件事情就打电话。
The first thing he got out of the car was to call.
警察马上来。
The police. And the police came right away.
妈妈当天晚上就在牢里头过夜。
And the mom was arrested right away.
你说这个家庭本来是好端端的。
You said, well, originally it was a nice family.
好像也是信主的家庭。
And they're a Christian family too.
也是很爱儿女为儿女打算的家庭。
And parents love the kids and plan for kids.
怎么会搞到这样？
How come they end up to be like that?
所以我们要知道，如果一个人真的离开了神，
So we know when one person departs from God,
或者在一些试探的里头不能够相信神，
or do not trust in God in your trial,
往往吃苦的是我们。
And this person will be the one that suffers.
我们知道什么叫做相信。
What does it mean to believe?
相信就是我们从心底里头出来的一个拣选。
To believe is to choose God from our heart.
你相信什么，你就拣选什么。
Whatever you believe, you will choose.
我们发现我们所相信的，在我们人生的路程里头，常常在变动。
And what we believe often changes.
小孩子相信他们在朋友们面前出入要 cool.
And kids believe I have to remain cool in my friends.
小孩子相信他们要穿的一个特别的，跟潮流一定差不多的。
And kids believe they have to dress in proper trend.
因为他觉得他不能这样子穿着的话，别人不能接受他。
Because they're afraid their peers won't accept them if they don't dress a certain way.
所以他们相信这一个。
They believe that's the truth.
所以每天早上起来就拣选穿这一个。
So there every morning when they get up, they make sure they choose the right kind of clothes.
父母们怎么劝他们呢？
How do parents advise them?
这些不重要，读书最重要。
These are not important. Study is more important.
父母相信要读书。
Because parents believe studying is important.
所以就劝他们不要拣选这个，拣选好好的念书。
So they will advise their kids that don't worry about how you dress, worry about your studying.
请不要误会我的话，基督徒应该好好的念书。
Please do not misunderstand me. Yes, Christians should study well.
但是我们要教育儿女怎么样拣选神。
But more importantly, we need to teach our kids how to choose God.
没有拣选神，你念了最好的书，你还是一个虚谎的人。
Without choosing God, you may in the best school, you're still a very empty person.
因为你只有神是真实。
Because only God is true.
你相信什么，拣选其他的一切，你都会落在一个失败的里面。
When you choose all the other things, you will end up to being failure.
什么是爱？
What is love?
爱就是我们从心底里头的那个价值。
Love is the value from the depth of our heart.
你到底宝贝什么？
That means what do you really value?
到底什么东西是你不愿意别人碰的？
What is the thing that you won't allow other people to touch?
啊，小孩子他觉得读书很重要。
Kids regard studying is important.
哎，但是有电动玩具来了。
But when there is computer games around,
诶，可能这个价值比较好一点。
I think they will value the games more than the school.
妈，反正我已经写了半个小时功课。
Well, since I already studied for half an hour,
啊，就让我玩一下吧。
I'm entitled to play a little bit.
他的玩一下不是半小时。
However, they will not just play for half an hour.
他不是跟你是同等的呢，兑换。
Because these two things are not equal weight in their heart.
啊，他是一玩就玩四个小时。
They may play for 4 hours.
你不叫他吃饭，他还在玩。
They will continue to play until you calling to eat.
那就很简单，在他心里头的价值什么是比较大？
You can tell what is more valuable in the heart.
他到底爱什么比较多？
And which one did he love more?
啊，我不是说不好的孩子。
I'm not saying these are bad kids.
不好的孩子，你听都不要听你在讲什么。
And actually, bad kids won't even bother to listen to you.
他听是听见了，但是他里头的爱没有动过。
Many times our kids heard our advice, but doesn't change the value in their heart.
这样子的人需要被拯救。
These are the kind of people needs to be saved.
我们做父母的要为他们来祷告。
Parents, we need to pray for our kids.
我们骂有没有用？
Is it useful just to scold them?
有时候有用。
Sometimes it works.
骂可以改变一个人的外变。
Scolding can change a person outwardly.
但是新的东西，爱的问题。
But for things that's in the heart regarding whether you love or not,
一定要在神的里头来发现。
Can only be changed through God.
不相信神，不拣选神。
If you do not believe in God, you will not choose God.
就永远不知道什么叫做真的爱。
Then you will never find true love.
他就算在爱中。
Even though you may think you're in love.
两个男女朋友最后爱得那么甜蜜要结婚了。
A man and woman may fall in love to the point they want to get married.
结果发现先生相信的是那个。
Yet you discover pretty soon that husband had an idea about loving that one.
啊，所以先生的拣选就是那个了。
And so he would choose that one.
太太爱的原来是那个比较有价值。
And then you discover, you know, the wife actually favored this kind of thing, so she would choose that.
就两个本来以为是很相爱的人。
And two people thought they love each other very much.
哦，吵起来也很厉害。
And they will quarrel to the point you won't believe.
因为这个生命的斗争是最严厉的。
Because conflict among between two lives are most severe.
我们要晓得，没有一个人能够凭着自己的相信拣选过一个是幸福美满的生活。
Because we cannot live happily ever after just through my own choice.
地上也没有一个爱能够是那么样的真实，叫你白头到老，然后最后幸福美满。
Neither can you find a love that actually enable your marriage to last forever full of love.
可能有一些人没有发觉。
Maybe some of us have not yet discovered that.
他没有神也过得很好的爱与生活。
Some people you see, they seem to live well, even without knowing God.
但是圣经里头的话叫做这些人都要灭亡。
But the Bible tells us clearly they will all perish at it.
有些人知道要灭亡，他要改变。
And some people know that I will be perished, so I need to change.
有些人不知道要灭亡，他到死都没有改变。
And some people do not know their ending is perishment, so they will not change.
那是一件非常可惜的事。
And that is really pitiful.
所以我们要传福音。
That's why we need to tell people the gospel.
要知道世上没有真实的爱。
To tell people you know there is no true love in this world.
要世上的人知道不拣选神他就是在灭亡的边缘的当中。
And let them know if you are without God, you are at the edge of being perished.
最重要的是我们是把我们实实在在我们所相信所爱的那位神介绍给大家。
And the most important thing is to share with people the God that we truly know.
所以请我们今天翻开我们要读的圣经。
I'd like to read a few scriptures with you.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
请我们读第先从读下面一段13节到17节。
Verses 13 to 17.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人胜过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。今天我们要讲的是神儿子的福音。
And this morning we want to talk about the gospel of the Son of God.
是关乎到我们每一个人的生命。
And that's concerning the life of everyone here.
神差他的儿子降世。
God has sent his son into this world.
就是神要把一个完全对的那个充满那个爱的生命彰显在我们面前。
Because God intends to manifest the perfect life that's full of his love.
只有这个生命是神的标本。
Only this life will be the standard of God, will be an example sent by God.
地上所有的人都犯了罪。
Because the whole world has sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And have come short of the glory of God.
但是神要把这个标本的生命彰显出来。
And God wants to show us the sample of His.
他的目的不是要定世人的罪。
And the purpose of showing the sample is not to condemn us.
不是说你看神儿子是那么样美好完全。
Not saying look the Son of God so perfect.
你们都不像样，所以要灭亡。
And look at yourself so miserable, you shall all perish.
所以该死该被定罪。
Therefore you are supposed to be condemned and should die.
如果神是这样。神就不爱我们。
If that's the kind of God we have, then He's not loving.
神只是说在骂我们，在责备我们。
If God, the only thing God does is to scold us.
但是那个耶稣基督降到世上来。
Then the birth of Jesus Christ.
他不是要定我们的罪。
Actually, it's not to be here to condemn us.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
But to save us through Him.
我们要知道他是谁。
We gotta know who he is.
我们要认识耶稣。
We gotta know Jesus.
我们诗歌所唱的认识耶稣是最美满的祝福。
And like the song we said earlier, knowing Jesus is the best gift.
在新年的开头，我们讲一些吉利的好话。
I would like to greet people with good comments in the beginning of the year.
不踏实。
That is not realistic.
信耶稣的人，我们盼望别人信耶稣。
And for us Christians, we should wish everybody believe in
Him. 因为这个是最美满的祝福。
Because we know that is the best blessing.
神差他的儿子来要拯救世人。
God has sent His Son to save the world.
你说世人很多。
You may say, hey, there are so many people in this world.
神很忙。
God is too busy.
世人的需要很大。
And there are so many needs of these people.
神怎么能够了解我们每一个人的需要？
How can God know my personal needs?
哦，神有多伟大，我们不晓得。
You know, we can never fully measure the greatness of our God.
每一个来祷告过神的人。
But those who have prayed to Him.
最后都会发现神真知道我的需要。
We all have discovered that, you know, God truly knows my needs.
而且神早知道我的需要。
And He actually knew before I knew it.
当我在求问神的时候。
At the point when I asked for His help.
神就忽然间叫我看见我的问题在哪里。
And He will actually point out to me what was my real problem.
所有的问题的答案都是耶稣。
And the answer to all questions is Jesus.
所以圣经说叫我们因他得救。
Therefore, Bible tells us that we can be saved through Him.
早上我们盼望我们在这里，我们一起彼此祷告。
And this morning when we read His words, let's with the prayerful heart.
不只是我已经信了耶稣，我来听福音。
Don't think that, you know, I'm a believer already, I'm here just to listen to the gospel.
但是我们要为自己听，也要为别人来听。
But we shall listen it into our heart and also listen it for other people.
我们要一起来听神的儿子要怎样来拯救我们。
And let us listen together to find out how the Son of God can save us.
我们再读上面的一段的圣经。
Let's read on the passage that's on top of this one.
对，一节念到第五节，一起来念。
Verses 1 to 5, let's read them together.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹出生来吗？耶稣说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和灵生的，就不能进神的国。神要拯救所有世上的人。
God intends to save the whole world.
但是神也很细腻到要来拯救我们每一个的人。
But He also wants to save each one of us.
圣经说福音是神的大能。
Bible tells us.The gospel is the power of God.
要拯救一切相信的人。
To save those who believe.
所有相信的人，无论你是犹太人。
It doesn't matter if we are Jews.
或者是外邦人。
Or non-Jews.
你只要相信耶稣。
As long as we believe in Jesus.
你都知道福音真是神的大能，能够拯救我们。
We realize, you know, gospel is truly the power of God.
我们再说，相信就是一个拣选。
Believing is making a choice.
从心里头我们来相信。
From our heart we believe.
从心里头我们来发现耶稣基督的价值。
And from our heart we discover the value of Jesus Christ.
有一个尼哥底母，有个人名叫尼哥底母。
His name is Nicodemus.
他是个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他也是犹太人的官。
Also an official of Jews.
尼哥底母的名字的意思。
And the meaning of his name.
就叫做众人之上的得胜者。
means the overcomer above all.
这个人的确有点像他的名字。
Yeah, he sure act like one.
他的生命、他的生活各方面都是比较优秀的。
And the way he lived and also his standard of living was more outstanding than others.
他不只是犹太人。
Not only he was just a Jew.
他是犹太人的官。
He was a Jewish official.
如果我们有一个儿子、一个女儿能够当官。
Imagine if your children could become one of the governor officials.
你说我们有多快乐？
Don't you feel kind of glorified?
我的儿女那么厉害。
Wow, he is cool.
可以管那么多人啊。
He can manage so many people.
有那么大的权柄啊。
He has such a power in his hand.
这个尼哥底母达到了。
And Nicodemus was like one of them.
他的一生追求的都是比较美的更好的事情。
He was pursuing for the better things in life.
可能他的家教非常好。
I think his upbringing must be good.
他的爸爸从小就说你将来一定要当官。
And his father has encouraged him to be a government official when he grows up.
为此来教育他。
And for that purpose he was educated.
培养他。
And he was brought up that way.
那犹太人 不但只是搞政治而已哦。
And Jewish not just like to participate in politics.
犹太人也有圣经。
And they also have Bible.
他们也知道我们有我们的寻求，但是我们还是求神祝福。
They say, you know, we have our own pursuit for life, but we also want to pursue the blessings from God.
在他们的生命里头，他们认定他们要神的祝福。
And they, in their culture, they want to have blessings of God.
所以很多犹太人，为了要神的祝福，他们就好好读他们的圣经。
In order to receive blessings from God, they need to study Bible very well.
他们要寻求知道神到底要他们做什么，不要他们做什么。
They need to know clearly what does God want me to do and what does He not want me to do.
当这个犹太人真实的来要读神的话。
So when Jews try to read the word of God.
慢慢的他们要求一个更好的那个宗教的学校能够教育他们。
And gradually they're looking for a religious school which can teach them well.
当他们经过一定的训练之后。
When they went through a process of training.
他们就有资格当做法利赛人。
They will be qualified to be called the Pharisee.
法利赛人有些是天生，因为他们几辈子都是法利赛人。
Some Pharisees were born Pharisees.
有些是因为他们想要做法利赛人。
Some are people that try to become Pharisees.
所以他们就好好的读书。
So they study hard. They study very hard to become one.
的读他们的圣经。
To read the word of God.
那也是我们今天要读的圣经。
The same Bible we're reading today.
我们基督徒有新约圣经、旧约圣经。
And we Christians, we have Bible that's both Old and New Testament.
那法利赛人绝对是读旧约圣经。
But the one Pharisees read was just the Old Testament.
所以做法利赛人也是一个很优秀的在犹太人当中的一个地位。
Also, so if you become a Pharisee, that means you have studied quite well.
我们就晓得尼哥底母他真的是名副其实。
So we know Nicodemus really has matched up with his name.
在众人之上的得胜者。
He was an overcomer above all people.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
你有没有想过你要做得胜者？
Have you ever thought about to become an overcomer?
你有没有为你要得胜做出一番的努力？
Have you ever tried hard to overcome?
你有没有发现你好像有一些得胜？
And you may discover, yes, you can overcome in some areas.
但是呢，也有一些失败。
But there are also areas that you fail.
好像有一些美满的生活已经达到了。
And there's like some points in your life you made it.
但是在你心灵的里头还有一个不满足。
However, there's still this emptiness in
your heart. 好像还缺什么也说不上。
You can't really tell what happened, but you still feel this lack.
这个就是尼哥底母那个时候的心情。
And I think that was the condition of Nicodemus.
他非常优秀。
He was an outstanding man.
但是他觉得好像不够。
But he still feel lack.
为什么我读圣经，别人也读圣经？
He said, you know, I read the word of God, and other people do too.
我好像有点权柄。别人也有点权柄。
I have gained some powers and some people, other people too.
他说我在比较其他人的时候，我从来没有输过。
When I compare with other men, I'm always doing better.
但是有这个叫做耶稣的人出现了。
But now this man Jesus.
很明显的，他有的我没有。
It's obvious that he has something that I do not have.
他想要求问。
So he wants to find out.
他发现他里头有一个稀奇的需要。
And he was amazed that there was actually a need in his heart.
这一个他的发现就是他蒙恩的开始。
And that discovery of his was the beginning of him being blessed.
因为他实在觉得他自己是不够的。
Because he realized, you know, I do have lack.
他发现他真实有一个需要。
And he realized he has a true need.
别人怎样奉承他。
Doesn't matter how other people complimented him.
别人怎样称赞他, 高抬他,
or how other people praised him, exalted him.
啊, 他都不在意。
It didn't work.
他是说, 我是要做真实的得胜者。
Because he wants to become a true overcomer.
所以我要寻求神。
So I need to see God.
那这个耶稣呢, 肯定是他有神与他同在。
And this Jesus, that's obvious that he has God.
因为没有神跟他同在的话呢, 他不可能做出那么多的神迹。
Because without God being with him, there's no way he can perform so many miracles.
他说我们法利赛人最相信就是神迹。
And we Jews believe in miracles.
但是我们相信神迹, 没有一个人能够行神迹。
We believe in miracles, but none of us can perform the miracles.
这个耶稣不一样。
But this Jesus is different.
所以我们要来 讨教他。
So we need to ask help from him.
但是呢, 他也有一个问题。
But then he also has this issue.
就是一个面子的问题。
Which is his pride.
因为他是众人之上的人啊。
Because he was supposed to be the overcomer of all.
通常一出场面都是教导别人的。
So he usually stands in the position of teaching others.
现在要来他求问别人。
Now he wants to ask help from others.
失礼了一点。
That hurts his pride.
而且这个人 叫耶稣他没有进过什么神学院。
Especially this Jesus never went to a school.
他也不是一个法利赛人。
Neither was he a Pharisee.
他也没有当什么官。
Neither was he a government official.
他只是一个木匠约瑟的儿子。
He was just the son of a carpenter.
要我来讨教他, 失礼了一点。
To ask help from him, I think that hurt my pride a little bit.
但是他里头的一个稀奇的发现。
And then he had this amazing discovery.
催促他，你一定要放下你的面子。
And that just urged him, says, let go of your pride.
因为实在的东西就是实在的。
Because apparently he has something that you do not have.
不实在的东西，你怎么说它，它还是不实在的。
Things that do not exist, no matter how you describe it, it does not exist.
他实在里头有一个愿意知道。
And he has this urge and then the desire to know the truth.
到底一个信神的人怎么样能够与神同行呢?
He wants to find out how can a man who believes in God to walk with God.
所以他白天不敢来。
So he dared not to visit Jesus during the daytime.
我们亲爱的朋友们勇敢多了。
And I would say, whoever here are much more brave.
我们白天要来听耶稣。
We come at daytime to listen to Jesus.
你发现我们有多靠近神啊。
So we are much closer.
但是那一天那个尼哥底母。
That day, this man, Nicodemus.
他晚上来了。
He came to visit Jesus at night.
他要来求问耶稣。
He came to ask help.
要教他怎样能够与神同行。
And he wants Jesus to teach him how to walk with God.
他说我们知道你是由神差来的师父，做师父的。
You know, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
你实在有许多东西可以教导我。
There's a lot you can teach us.
他称耶稣为拉比。
So he called him rabbi.
认定他做师父了。
He recognized him as a teacher.
这个不简单了。
That wasn't easy for someone like Nicodemus.
这个官来了。
This is a government official.
就是关键就来，一口称就是称他为师父。
And he will call Jesus teacher.
一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
叫他做师父。
But he called Jesus rabbi.
但是耶稣实在知道他内心深处的那个需要是什么。And
Jesus knew truly what was the need in this man's heart.
主耶稣当他在这样子来说的时候。
So when he was talking to Jesus.
主耶稣就回答他。
Jesus replied.
不是回答他好像在问，在要求的那个点上。
It sounds like he wasn't answering his question directly.
而是回答他实在心里头的那个需要。
But he was answering the question of his true need.
到底人心，他心中里头最大的价值是什么？
Which is what is the greatest value in your heart?
到底他这个人生一直在拣选什么？
What are you choosing in your life?
主耶稣就回答了。
And so Jesus said,
他说人若不重生，
If a man is not born again,
就不能看见神的国。
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
这个法利赛人好像要神的国。
This Pharisee seems like he wants to have the kingdom of God.
但是他所做的是人国的事情。
However, what he did was the kingdom of man.
这个法利赛人好像要拣选神的国。
And this Pharisee seems to want to pursue the things regarding God's kingdom.
但是他一直都是拣选了人的国。
However, constantly he was choosing the things that's man's kingdom.
好不容易这个人来到主耶稣神的儿子面前。
Now this man has come into the presence of the Son of God.
神就迫切地借着他儿子要向这个人说话。
And earnestly God wants to speak to his heart through his son.
如果你生命中里头最新的深最深的心的深处盼望要的是神的国。
Is that if truly your heart, what you desire is the kingdom of God.
如果你爱神的国。
If you truly love the kingdom of God.
如果你盼望拣选神的国。
If you truly desire to choose God's kingdom.
头一件事你要重生。
You gotta be born again.
因为一个人必须要先重生才能看见神的国。
Because a man cannot see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
啊，这个是个非常大的难题。
And that was a difficult thing for him.
我一生下来就在人的国里头。
He said, I was born into the kingdom of man.
你说要重生。
You said, born again now.
什么叫做重生？
What does that mean to be born again?
重生有两面的意义。
And there are two aspects here.
一面就是重新生下来。
Needs to be born again.
Born anew.
To be born anew.
重新再生下来。
To be born anew.
另外一个就是说从上头生下来。
And another aspect that you have to be born again from above.
尼哥底母抓住第一个的意思。
So Nicodemus was still pondering on the first aspect.
他说你要我重新再生下来。
He said, you want me to be born anew?
他说我长得那么大，你要我再跑到母腹里头再生出来一次吗？
So I'm an adult now. How can I return to my mother's womb to be born again?
主耶稣不是在跟他讲虚无缥缈的事。
And Jesus was not talking nonsense here.
主耶稣是在跟他讲生命里头的故事。
But he was talking to him things regarding life.
生命本身就是一个奥秘。
Life itself is a mystery.
因为生命是从神来的。
Because life comes from God.
原是一生一代一代的生下来。
And every man is being born from generation to generation.
好像认识生命，却不知道生命的奥秘。
As if we know the meaning of life, but we truly don't know the mystery of life.
我们只知道有一个样的，有一样的生产，就是从母腹里头生下来。
We know the process of being born, which is from the mother's womb.
但是我们从来不晓得什么叫做从新再生一次。
But we never know what does it mean to be born anew.
我们知道一个是从一个生命，如果它是健康的，它一定能够生一个生命。
A healthy life supposed to be able to give life to another.
重新再生下来。
To be born anew.
对这个生命的本身是不可能的事情。
It will be impossible.
因为生命如果是一个旧的生命。
Because if what we have is an old life.
生一次就只是一次。
You can give birth once.
没有一个重新的可能。
Once you give birth, you can only do that time. There's no way you can re-give, you can give the birth again.
让我讲得清楚一点。
Let me make it clear.
一只狗只能够生一只狗。
And a dog can only give birth to a dog.
一只猫只能够生一只猫。
A cat can only give birth to a cat.
它生多少都不会是说生了一个新的东西出来。
No matter how many times the dog or cat tries, they can only give birth to dog or cat.
因为这个生命的本身就是一个固定的旧的东西。
Because that's the kind of life they have, which is already fixed.
这个是生命的律。
And that is the law of life.
永远没办法改变。
There's something that we can never change.
尼哥底母可以叫他妈妈重新再生一个尼哥底母。
Nicodemus may ask his mom to give birth again.
但是尼哥底母已经生下来了，就不可能再重新再生一次。
Since Nicodemus has been born, there's no way his mom can give birth to him again.
但是耶稣说他是新的生命。
But Jesus says, I am the new life.
他是神要标出来的新生命。
I am the new life that God designated.
所有重新要重生的人。
Those who want to be born anew
必须要认识耶稣
has to know Jesus
是那一个神所要的新生命
He is the new life that God desires to obtain
这个生命要从我们里头出来
And this life comes out of us.
但是要先把我们放到他的里面。
But first of all, we have to be placed in Jesus.
我们所有重生的人都是在耶稣的新生命里头生下来的人。
All those who are born again has been born through Jesus' new life.
尼哥底母不明白这个。
Yet Nicodemus did not understand that.
所以耶稣要继续的解释。
So Jesus had to continue to explain.
他说因为从肉生生的必定是肉身。
It's those who are born of flesh, it's flesh.
从灵生的才是灵。
And those who are born of spirit, it's spirit.
啊，他说风随着自己的意思在吹。
The wind blows as it desires.
啊，你们况且不知道他从哪里来，哪里去。
And when wind blows, you can't even tell where does it come from and where it is going.
从灵生的事情也是如此。
And same way with the birth of the spirit.
然后就叫我们所有的人都扑倒在地上。
And then we all fell at our face.
那我们说难办了。
We said, this is impossible.
你叫我爬到三楼我就可以得着一本书，那我还做得到。
If you say, go to the third floor and get that book, I think I can do it.
你叫我爬到那个阳台上面我就可以看见神的国，那我也可以去得到。
If you say, you go to the balcony, you can see the kingdom of God, I think I can do that.
但是你所做叫我们的要求我是做不到的。
But what you require us to do is not achievable by our own efforts.
那我们做什么？
So what should we do?
耶稣说你们要相信我。
Jesus is just believe.
不是要我们去做。
He didn't ask to do things.
乃是神要叫我们重生，这个是神要做的事情。
To be born anew is something that God has to do for us.
但是如果我们真的要神的国。
But if we truly want the kingdom of God.
如果我们要看见神的国。
We truly want to see the kingdom of God.
我们要进到神的国里面。
We want to enter into his kingdom.
那我们就要来相信耶稣。
We need to believe in Jesus.
因为没有一个人除了耶稣之外，
Because there is no one except Jesus.
除了他，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子。
Only Jesus who has come from above and has come into the world and still remain in heaven.
没有一个人胜过天。
No one can overcome heaven.
重新生跟从天上生下来是一样的事情。
To be born anew is the same as to be born above.
因为心是耶稣。
Because Jesus himself is that newness of life.
天也是耶稣。
And heaven is also Jesus.
主耶稣是完全新的生命。
And Jesus has this completely new life.
他是道成了肉身，神在肉身里头显现。
He was God who has come into the life form of life.
是神差他到地上为了要拯救所有相信的人。
God has sent him into the world to save all those who believe.
主耶稣也是唯一从天降下来的人子。
And Jesus is the only son of man who has come from heaven.
没有人胜过天。
And no one has ascended into heaven.
除了这位人子之外，
Only Jesus has ascended into heaven.
啊，前一阵子我在传福音的时候，有一个福音朋友问我们。
And once when I was preaching gospel, there was this gospel friend asked us this question.
他说：“你们基督徒啊，真霸道。”
He said, "You know, you Christians are really bossy."
他说：“信耶稣就上天堂。”
He said, "If you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven."
不信耶稣就下地狱。
If you don't, you have to go to hell.
这个太没有道理了。
And this is really ridiculous.
我说没有道理，那你倒说说看。
I said, if this is ridiculous, then what is not ridiculous?
你到底你怎样领会这个天呢？
And what do you have in mind when we talk about heaven?
首先，你为什么那么想去天呢？
First of all, why do we really want to go to heaven anyway?
你不是很想去地狱吗？
Don't you want to go to hell?
为什么一定要想去天呢？
Why bother to go to heaven?
你所领会的天是什么东西啊？
What does heaven mean to you?
他没有想。
He never thought about that.
他说地狱总是不好的嘛。
Is that, well, I know hell is a bad place.
那他没有想到什么叫做天。
But he never really tried to think what heaven is like.
啊，今天我们的科技很发达。
We are very advanced now in our technology.
飞机上面常常飞的飞来飞去的人很多。
And a lot of people fly from place to place.
太空人飞到天在上面的天都有。
And astronauts try to land a heaven above heaven.
那我们很显然，圣经不是在讲这个天。
Apparently, the heaven here is not what we refer to.
圣经在讲哪一个天？
What kind of heaven we're talking about here in the Bible?
主耶稣在说的天是什么样的天？
What kind of heaven Jesus was referring to?
感谢主，主耶稣所说的天也是尼哥底母所领会的天。
I thank the Lord, the heaven Jesus referred to was the same kind of heaven that Nicodemus understood here.
因为他说，拉比，你所行的神迹若没有神的同在， 没有人能行。
He said, for no one could perform the miraculous sign you are doing if God were not with you.
什么叫做天？
So what does it mean about heaven?
天是就是有神同在的地。
Heaven means the, in the presence of God.
主耶稣虽然降到地上，但是他仍旧在天。
Jesus who has ascended into the world, but he was still in heavenly realm.
天一直在他的里面。
Heaven was right inside of Jesus the whole time.
天一直是在他要去到的每一个的地方。
And everywhere he went, he brought heaven with him.
我们这个主耶稣是天子。
Because he is the son of heaven.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
我们够不上天。
We cannot reach heaven.
天来辅救我们。
But heaven has come to us.
我们摸不到神。
We cannot reach God.
耶稣把神带来了。
But Jesus has brought God to us.
这个叫做真实的生命。
And that is the true life.
我们相信耶稣就把这个生命接到我们的里面。
The moment we believe in Jesus, we welcome that heavenly life into our life.
我们感谢神，他没有要一点的责备我们。
We are thankful to the Lord, for he is not here to condemn us with his presence.
他知道我们许多人是人在江湖身不由己。
He knew that we were sinners, so we cannot help ourselves.
不一定是黑社会啊。是我们实在活在这个地球上面。
He knew that we're confined to our environment.
我们都有很好的盼望理想。
We hope for what's good, what's better.
我们想一代比一代好。
And we want to improve from generation to generation.
甚至做父母的也有他牺牲的爱。
And then even parents sacrifice a lot for their children.
但是到了一个时候，这个爱破裂了。
But there will be a point, there's a limit to this love.
忽然间儿女不领情。
And if our children do not appreciate.
忽然间他明明是一直相信我们的，忽然间不相信我们。
Or if they rebel against us and disbelieving us anymore.
你就发现这个家庭就破裂了。
And our family will be broken.
两夫妻也是这样。
Same with the spousal relationship.
本来是爱得好好的。
Initially we love each other very much.
忽然间信任没有了。
And suddenly there is no trust anymore.
爱就破裂了。
And the love is broken.
很快家庭也破裂了。
Before you know it, your family is broken.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看这些问题。
So brother and sister, don't look lightly about these issues.
因为神不让我们轻看这些问题。
Because God does not want us to despise these issues.
我们每一个人的生命应该是有活泼的盼望。
We should have a living hope every day in our life.
应该懂得怎么样叫做爱神也彼此相爱。
We should know what is to love God and love one another.
愿要把我们的爱世世代代存留在我们的家庭里。
And we shall keep this love from generation to generation.
我们要世世代代都来侍奉我们的神。
And we shall serve our God from generation to generation.
简单一句话，因为神不定罪我们。
Simply put, because God does not condemn us.
神要拯救我们。
But he wants to save us.
每一次相信都是一个拯救的机会。
Every time we believe in him, that will be the opportunity we can be saved by him.
神愿意我们每一个人都得救。
And God desires for everyone to be saved.
所以他差遣他的儿子来到地上。
That's why he sent his son into the world.
他也神的自己也从地上把他的儿子高举起来。
And God also exalted his son on earth.
就像摩西怎样举铜蛇。
Just as how Moses was lifted up,
神的儿子也被举起来。
The same way the Son of Man was lifted up,
钉十字架的耶稣。
And the Christ who was crucified,
他彰显神向着我们每一个人的心。
He manifests to us what's in God's heart.
神爱我们爱得那么样的迫切。
And God loves us so earnestly.
他不定罪我们任何一个人。
So he did not want to condemn anybody here.
但是所有的罪都归在他儿子的身上。
But he allowed all the sin to be poured upon his son.
他为我们除去了罪。
He came and to deal with the sin for us.
叫我们因着相信他可以得救。
So that you and I cannot be saved by believing in him.
他为我们除去了所有犯罪的感觉。
He got rid of all this.Feeling of being a sinner,
所有定罪的心态，
叫
我们因为简单的相信，
with the simple faith,
我们可以重生，
we can be born again,
我们可以得到一个新的生命，
we can receive a new life from him.
我请大家跟我一起来念这一节圣经。
I want to invite you to read the scripture together.
三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。请我们一低头一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我要为各位朋友们祷告。
I want to pray for you, friends.
我要为神感谢你们来到我们当中。
And I want to give thanks to God for bringing you here this morning.
我要感谢我们的神愿意拯救我们。
And I want to thank God for being willing to save us.
我感谢神凸显了我们过去的软弱。
And I thank God for revealing my past weaknesses.
也我们有一些过去的失败。
Yes, we have failed many times in our past.
但是我们感谢神，你没有来定罪我们。
But we thank you, Lord, you have not come to condemn.
反而你差遣你的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
Instead, you sent your son to die for our sins on the cross.
神的儿子代替了我们所有的罪。
And the Son of God has taken the place of the sinners.
神的儿子也赐给我们新的生命。
And also given us a new life.
我感谢神为我们预备了那么样美好的生命。
And I thank you, God, for preparing for us this wonderful life.
神啊，我现在求你帮助我们来相信你的话。
Oh, God, we pray that you help us to believe in your words.
赐给我们在我们当中所有人一个悟性。
Give us the understanding.
知道我们所依靠的不是自己
Knowing that we cannot trust ourselves alone
不是自己的力量与方法与能力
Not our capability or means of doing things
我们现在要相信神和神儿子的话
But we're here to believe in God and the word of God
亲爱的朋友们如果你现在愿意把耶稣接到你的心里头
My dear friends, if you're willing to open your heart and accept Jesus into your heart
我请你把手举起来一下
I'd like to invite you to raise up your hand
你在神面前做一个决定
This is an expression you make in the presence of God
耶稣要重生在你里面
So that Jesus can be born anew inside of you
你会在新年中得着神最好的礼物
Then you're really receiving the best gift from God in this new year
若你愿意的你把手举起来一下
If you're willing, please lift up your hand
我们一起为你们祷告你给一些、啊、也给你们一些时间
We'll pray for you and also give you some time
盼望我们每一个人都真实地来到神的面前
May each one of us come to God truly
现在我们要为在座的弟兄姊妹来祷告。
Now we like to pray for brothers and sisters here.
我们过去有许多的恩典领受了。
We have received so much grace from our God.
在我许多领受的恩典中，我们最宝贝的是那一个重生的那一天。
And among all kinds of grace we receive from God, the most precious thing is the day when we receive Jesus.
因为那一天是我们每一个信徒的新的开始。
Because that was the new beginning for each one of us.
也是我们每一年新的意义。
And also the meaning of each new year.
我们感谢神显明了我们一些失败与软弱。
We thank the Lord for He has revealed to us some of the weaknesses and failures.
但是在新的一年中，我们要相信神更多的恩典。
At the beginning of this new year, we want to believe in God more of His grace.
我们求主帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
叫我们进入他的大爱中
To enter into his great love
叫我们为人人祷告
To encourage us to pray for one another
特别是我们自己亲爱的家人
Especially our beloved family members
我们周围的朋友
Our friends
盼望我们所遇见的人都能够认识耶稣
May each one we encounter will come to know Jesus
我们求主用我们每一个重生得救的人
We pray that God will use each one of us who are born again.
我们请弟兄姊妹为我们有一点的祷告。
Now we'd like to ask people to pray.